Welcome, welcome. I'd like to call this meeting to order of the PSWID.
Net start over, please, I'm sorry.
I've already used up all my words. Welcome, and we're gonna call this meeting to order. Thank you for being here. Let's stand for a pledge of allegiance, and I'll offer a prayer as well.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we're grateful for this day. We're grateful for the turning of the seasons, and we are mindful that we're always in need of water, and pray for rain and precipitation here in our beautiful mountains. We're grateful to be gathered here as part of a public service and the opportunity to provide good, clean, consistent water in our communities. We ask for thy presence here and thy inspiration, that we can make good decisions and that logic and reason and kindness will prevail. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Thank you. Let's do a roll call. Victor.
Victor Kyle, present.
Mary Bagshaw, present.
Corey Ellsworth, present.
Sharon Hillman, present.
And we're not going to have Roger?
I don't know.
And we don't have George. And we currently have one position open, but that is a quorum.
Yeah.
So I would declare that we have a quorum. We need to call, I'd like to call for a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting on September 28th.
That was a pretty short meeting.
That was a pretty short meeting, as I remember. I missed it. I was going. I wasn't here, so I'm not going to make that motion.
I will make a motion to approve the minutes of that.
Anybody second that?
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor of approving those minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay.
Remind everybody that we're changing the November meeting to November 30th from Thanksgiving week.
And that needs to go on the record. So November 30th will be our November general meeting to stay away from the holiday. Where's my piece of paper? There it is. Let's move to item number 6, which is reports to the board. And did we get Paul? There, Paul's. He's back. If we could turn the time to Paul.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Pleasure to be here today. Good progress. A lot of things going on. As we reported in the past, there continues to be availability of public dashboard reports on the projects. Woodland Heights contractor has commenced and is working. We were out on the project doing observation today. Seems like it's going well. The unpaved roads seem to be being well maintained. So we'll see when we get into the rainy snow time period, but the contractor's right on top of that.
Who maintains that road? Is that county?
Well, it's a county road, but when the contractor's in there digging a big trench, then they're supposed to get it back to the condition it was before they started digging. So they do have funds and a responsibility in there for that. So
thank you.
Your manager, as well as the engineer that's overseeing the work, they're looking at that on a regular basis, making sure it's being well taken care of.
Regarding this one.
Whispering Pines contractor completed that project. In fact, we did a final walkthrough with the USDA today, and we're working on paperwork associated with it. When you have the funding sources that your treasurer was able to arrange for us, there's piles of paper that go along with it. So the water is flowing through the pipe and seems to be fine. Deep well project. We expect continued increased activity up there. There's some initial
Hello?
Equipment being delivered on site.
Hi.
I'll just stop this.
Hang in just a moment.
Oh, you're on. You are on the call.
Steve.
you're listening in. Do you want, I'll just leave my phone on for you and put you on speaker, okay?
It's our attorney, Steve Ween, who can't.
No, obviously. It's Roger.
Oh, it's Roger, sorry.
Oh, okay.
And Steve's there as well. Okay. Should we do a sound check on Steve? Just make sure he can hear us. Steve?
Yeah.
Steve Ween, can you hear us?
I can hear you just fine. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Thanks. We're going to put you back on mute again. Or you put yourself on mute. But thanks, Paul.
Yeah,
sorry for the interruption.
Mr. Chairman, do you want to, for the record, indicate the additional person?
Oh, yes. We've got a Roger Childers present. So we've got five of our current six.
Thank you. We have some construction fence being delivered. The district manager operations is working with them on the detail of the layout. District placed some temporary tanks there that will be part of the construction and drilling operation. And we're expecting more paperwork to start flowing on that. And we expect the rig to show up. We don't have a definite date for that, but that'll be exciting. We're working with the engineer to try and get a site plan that can be utilized that will depict kind of where the booster building is going to be located. And we've already provided some pictures of our other booster stations, give people an idea, and pictures of similar kinds of water tanks that are being planned. So that work is ongoing. We had a bid opening with five companies that responded to the Portals 1 and 2 project. We think we have a successful bidder that will be under the total amount of funds that the engineer had predicted. That would include contingencies and other kinds of things. The details of that are being reviewed right now, and we'll be coming back to you hopefully next month at your next board meeting. That project will probably have a delay in start. We thought that it would start right after the first of the year. Now it looks like it'll start next early fall because of just supply chain and contractor availability.
Quick question on that.
Yeah.
One is the $4.9 million, the single biggest single project we've done.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big one. The other question was five bidders. That's good, right? We've been used to one or two or three. What? Okay. Because it's so big, or?
Well, we actually had six bidders, but one was late, and so when they're late, we don't open their bid, and so we don't know if they would have been more or less. But legally, we can't accept it after the time. But yes. We did a lot of work. District staff, our staff, engineers made personal calls, emails, really beat the bushes. The fact that it is a large project allows a contractor who isn't already here to be able to line up a crew and mobilize. So it's going to be a complex and challenging project just because of the lay of the land and all that, but we're pretty confident. And it appears that the contractor that's working on the current projects is the apparent low bidder. Mm. But it's apparent because we have to go through and check all the boxes, make sure they've complied with all the requirements.
Thank you.
But we're optimistic on that. And ongoing as far as the paperwork and processing of funds, we're working more closely with the Sunrise Engineering, who's doing the resident project representative, it used to be called inspection and then observation, having them have a closer scrutiny on what's going on out in the field, and that'll be especially true as we go forward. So we also work together, as always, with the district staff in any of their projects, and things are moving along nicely. So any questions, I'd be glad to respond to those, even though you're not allowed to ask.
Any questions from the board?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Thank you
very much. Steve Bowen, our field operations lead, our man on the ground.
Steve Bowen, operational manager. I'm just wrapping up my 90-day probation period, which is next week. We've had a great time here. Things have been cleaned up. I've been trying to get in all aspects. And there's lots to do, but anyway, I'll try to make this short and quick. We've had corrected 9 water leaks this month. My guys are hopefully getting a vat truck tomorrow or early next week. We've got 3 more that we have. We're constantly chasing leaks. As Paul said, we started with a hot project. Our yard presence is ongoing. Once a day a week, we go out. We try to clean it up. Our assistant Kim has been installing slat vents in the fence to just make it a little cleaner for our neighbors and the surrounding place. That's one of the things we've been trying to do, kind of maintain and keep all our leaks and do our job, and yet still have some time to clean the place up a little bit. We want to be a little nicer to the public. We've got all 5 meters that were released this month installed. Of course, you know that there'll be more coming next month. We changed our business hours, and now I have the proper decals on the front door. We're from 7 to 4. The office hours is from 8 to 4, but I'm here from 7 to at least 4, but not tonight. So just a little reminder of that. We have a little shed shack that we replaced the roof panels on, the Farrer roof, just yesterday. We've also, per the HOA at Strawberry Hollow, we've painted the well shed there. We completed that today. Kyle's the main guy in the field, standing behind us. We identified 8 infrastructure areas that we want to start working on and getting costs to replace. These are the areas that seem to be like Pinecone Trail, other areas that seem to have more than a few leaks in that area. Pinecone has had 7 leaks, sorry, 8 leaks in the last 2 years. So it's our infrastructure, we're trying to focus on that. Why Paul is running the major projects, we're trying to move around obviously fits and leaks and trying to get some of this infrastructure replaced before it leaks, ultimately saving us more water. The only other thing I have is regarding the portals 1 and 2, I attended at their request, the HOA meeting, and they brought me back at lunchtime, and they were real appreciative of the fact that what we're doing, our timelines, which are now changing a little bit, but I'll relay that information at the HOA this month at the next meeting, November 18th. I can honestly tell you that we, hopefully you'll agree, feel that we're getting better every week. Mm-hmm. Seems easier, seems more fun. People are starting to understand that some of the hardships we're going through. My guys were out 1 day earlier than about 2 weeks ago, until 6 in the morning, from 5 o'clock at night. So, they're hardworking guys. So if you have the opportunity and see them, please wave to them. Tell them thank you. They don't get that very much. That's it for me. Nothing new, much in operations.
If you do your job, you don't hear anything. If you don't do your job, you get complaints.
I'm sure if you don't do my job, I'll hear about it.
Thank you. Yeah, and I think just your interactions and involvement in the community are also really helpful, so thank you.
I think so, too.
Treasurer's report, Sharon.
I discovered yesterday that there's some issues with the treasurer's report because we had some billing issues, from contractor billing. So it's going to change when it's posted to the website a little bit, but it's pretty basically the same. I wanted to highlight on the P&L that we are spending an awful lot of money in legal fees this year for litigation and stuff that, of course, taxpayers, we're all paying those if we live here. And we had one change order that I had on one of the projects for $190,000 that I had the chairman sign. It's within his authority to sign it. I normally would have it at a board meeting, but it needed to be signed for USDA to approve it. So I wanted to make sure I made it clear that we did have $190,000 project change order. It was due to paving. The paving estimate in the project was very low. We've also got another project where the paving estimate was way too low and it's gone way over, so that's going to be another changeover. But other than that, the projects are running pretty smoothly. The funding is running pretty smoothly, and we're making a lot of progress on getting these water lines replaced. This will get posted to the website sometime tomorrow afternoon when I have the opportunity to make the changes that I want to make.
Got it. Got it, got it. Why is the property tax levy, have they changed the way they do that? Why is that number lower?
Because we haven't collected taxes for October 1st yet.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
We get them twice a year, so we'll get a bunch of them in October and a bunch in November, and then we'll get them in March and April.
Okay.
Other than that, it's just whatever gets paid during the month they send to us.
Okay, thank you very much. Questions from the board on that? Okay. Secretary's report, Larry?
None.
Vice Chairman is not here today, so there'll be no report there. I don't have a specific report today either. Committee report, Victor.
The activity from the committee is limited to the FAQ for the deep well. We finalized that, and I think most acknowledged receipt via email, Facebook, and also our website. Positive feedback so far, mostly positive feedback. The only other activity is also related to the well. Another group in the neighborhood is requesting for a walkthrough. We'll try to arrange that. We haven't really finalized it yet.
Thank you. And mostly positive? Do we have anything that we can do better on that? You said mostly positive reviews on the information. That looked really good to me with all the pictures and the explanations. Yes. Looked really good. If we get suggestions for doing it better, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. District Attorney's report, Steve Ween.
Good afternoon. Can everybody hear me okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Well, I love to see a 20-minute board meeting. That's the first report I'm going to give you. Nice work on that. Few issues to address. First, to let you know that I did have communications with your CPA doing your audit. That communication results in a letter from our firm to the CPA, and everything looked good on my end. Another issue that we've been working on is the building code matter with Gila County. I have heard nothing more. I followed up a little bit more since our last meeting. Don't have anything else to report. As you are aware, we took the position that if we are working on the system, such as a, you know, obviously water lines and things of that nature, but a booster or a pump house, something like that, it doesn't require a building code. I am curious to know from Steve, and we can talk offline at some point if they've communicated with him anything else. But to my knowledge, that issue has sort of just gone away, which would be good for us. Third, on the Nelson employment matter, we have heard nothing at all from the Arizona Attorney General's office. We have provided all the information they've asked for. There's been no follow-up. To my knowledge, they have not sought any sort of interview with any of the district employees or officers. So that's a positive for us as well. Then finally, on the Halpern James matter, that litigation is ongoing. We are in the stage of what is called discovery, where we give them all of our information, they give us all of their information. They obviously don't have much information. It all comes from us, and we're putting that together. But it's a lot. You know, it's everything that is reasonably related to what they are claiming as the matter that needs to be enjoined. So you're talking about, you know, everything that needs to go into the financing and the drilling and the purchasing of that well site, i.e. the home. My recent understanding is that, you know, they're contacting other sources to put leverage on us, but we should probably discuss that in executive session and not in a public session, but overall that's moving forward. If there is anything else that needs to be addressed, I'm happy to do it, but those are the primary matters that come to mind that needed your at least knowledge.
Any questions from the board for Steve? I don't have any. No. Okay. Thank you very much, sir. You only added four minutes. That's good. We're still cruising.
Hey, for an attorney, that's great. You have no idea.
Yeah.
We know.
Item number seven is public comments regarding issues not on the agenda. We have a few here. And Larry told me these two may be related. Is that correct?
Yeah. This one was originally.
Okay. This is from Dennis Ekstrom. And is Dennis here? Sorry.
He is not. I'm representing him.
Oh, good. Okay. Wish to speak with the board regarding a special consideration to restore water service that I've had for nearly two decades. So if you could stand and the protocol is up to 3 minutes, please.
Fine. I only see a few things. Today was the first day I really saw this, and he's spoken to me here as if he was talking to me to bring to you and present it. I think it's telling enough to get the honest what I've said. The main thing about it, it looks like there may be 3 months that before it was actually a full year, which he has documented in some things in here. I know for a fact, I've known them since they've been there. I've lived in Portal 3 for 32 years and have done security there for the past 17 or 18. And I know one thing about him, if he says it happened, all I can do is speak for his character. And most everything here, including an email that was sent to someone at the water department and kind of the timing and everything of it, is illuminated here. Okay. When it's over, I don't mind listening. I've lived here a long time. It's I like meetings.
Good. Thank you. Thank you. So we'll just receive that at the end of the meeting or get copies of it or whatever. We can discuss.
You're welcome to do this. I can read right off my computer.
Okay. All right, we'll make sure we get that, please.
Yes, sir.
And then this one was the same, that was this gentleman? Oh, that's Chaz.
The same.
Thank you, Chaz. Okay. This is from Tiffany Halperin, and regarding fees and fire hydrants.
So my comment is sort of two things. One is if we have a new deep well going in that is able to pump a lot more than other spots, does that put us in a situation where we're able to get fire hydrants, at least around the deep well? So that's a question. And then the second one is fees. My understanding is that this new deep well adds a lot of revenue and revenue potential for the water district. And right now it seems like one way that the district is balancing fees is by charging second homeowners a fee per month, even if they're not up here, if the water's not on and everything's closed off. So is there an opportunity in the future to sort of look at fee structures again, where you're not subsidizing people who really are not using water? And those are my two comments.
Thank you. Those are good discussion points. We'll take those. I think I know a little bit on the second issue, but we'll take those and address them. Okay. Any comments from the board on that?
No.
Okay. Thank you, Tiffany. No other blue forms.
No.
Oh.
Dave Dukes.
Oh, sorry, Dave's right there.
Yeah, Corey.
Sorry, I got through the pile. There was a deep well. Dave Diggs, please.
Yeah. First of all, I want to formally thank Steve for his curiosity in trying to figure out where the water is coming from in front of my house.
We'll find it.
We've worked together, I think, over the past few months trying to figure it out. But like, you know, like I said, nobody thanks you for your work. So,
thank you.
So thank you for that. Thank you for giving me a chance to speak at this board meeting. I mean, overall, I'm still very disappointed in the behavior of the board as a whole. My neighbors have called me naive in placing me in trust in this group of individuals to do what they say they're going to do, which hurts. I don't like being called naive, but that is what it is. I've been a couple of meetings kind of requesting an audience to discuss Deep Well, and you guys did grant it, so thank you for meeting us at our over Labor Day to kind of go over what was going on there. I do think the main impetus of that was the lawsuit. You guys would come talk to us. I know the board was divided on even talking to us in the first place. But I want to reiterate, the lawsuit is here because of the lack of engagement with the community on this project. So thank you for the meeting, though. I thought we established three things there. That one, it was a mistake not to engage the community, and specifically the local residents, you know, for this well going forward, prior to work being done at the site. Two, that it's really poor project management to start a multi-million dollar project without a firm plan of what it looked like when it's all done. And that you would work to provide that information so we can take our feedback into that in consideration going forward. And last, the communication for PSWID needs to improve. Hopefully I'm not misstating anything in that conversation. But those are the three takeaways that I had. So let's review what's happened since then. I had to reach out twice to figure out where the drawings are for this. And both times I was told, not yet. I would expect that you guys be pushing a timeline for that, at least on when it was actually going to be happening on that going forward. The intent showed up with the property, and we didn't know the following day telling us what's actually happening there. Again, a little proactivity. No insensitivity of the neighbors. You think a little bit of extra effort would be appreciated to kind of know what's going on, not catching us by surprise when we see these things going forward. And then I get a note a week later saying we can meet, I guess, tomorrow, assuming the plans were done today. Can you just nod your head? You can't answer the question. Can you just nod your head? Are we going to have plans to review on Saturday?
We'll have something to review.
Okay. Well, let me know. I'm coming up just for this. So it's a two-hour drive each way, so let me know if I don't need to make that drive. So it was very clear you said the right things at the Labor Day meeting. Yes, we should have done this. We'll try to do better going forward. But from what I can see, you decided to go ahead to drilling anyway before the final site has really even been determined. And if you should have the courage to tell us that the site layout's already in stone, just say it's already in stone and deal with it. I mean, that's the courage that I expect from leaders on this going forward. Don't take the easy way out and just provide the whole truth later, because it's going to come out eventually anyway. Let's just be adults and have those conversations. And lastly, I believe it's a responsibility to mitigate the risk for all projects, you know, of this organization, especially the ones the ratepayers have to pay if they get messed up. Now, there's an active lawsuit going on right now. I'm challenging your right to even drill this well. We can debate the success of the lawsuit. We're pretty sure it's not 100-0, and it's probably not 0-100. So there is risk associated with that. And from my understanding, your research on this was not done prior to this embarkment. Now you're scrambling to figure out, you know, what the right path of this is. And the answer that I received, we're your utility, you can do whatever we want, we don't have to report to the AZDEQ, is kind of alarming. And the suit does not end up in your favor. I want everyone to know that you didn't really do anything to mitigate the risk. There's been no real reach out to talk. We had the one meeting in September, but we asked you for drawings, and we're still, 2 months later, and we got nothing. So just remember, it's not your money being wasted. As our treasurer pointed out, litigation bills are rising. This is the ratepayers' money that's being spent. I ask you guys to slow down, get a solid plan with community supports, you know, before you continue to spend our money.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for caring. Thank you for the inputs. I'll make one comment only, and that is that since that meeting, you'll have to take it or not at my word that, you know, the efforts have been consistent to be proactive. If there's no site plan because we don't have, you know, there's no drawings because we haven't received it yet, we've asked, etc. And the idea of, you know, exactly when drilling would start, when things would show up, sometimes those things surprise us too. Okay, so, and that is in the world of
you appreciate the concern around overall product management. Things are surprising you. What else is out there is going to surprise you going forward?
Well, those kinds of, I would just say those kinds of things do happen, but thank you. And we'll continue to communicate. All right. Any other blue cards? All right. Moving on to section 8, the business. We would like to announce the appointment of a new board member upon Steve moving from the board to the head of our operations. We had a vacancy. We asked publicly for applications and received one. And he's the best of the one. And so he is not physically here today. So what we'd like to do is let you know that Michael Brent Pruitt will be is appointed to the board. He's been a general, just FYI, general contractor and developer for over 40 years. Seems very keenly interested in helping us provide our mission. So remind me of protocol. Do we vote on that or have we just simply announced it? According to Larry, we just announced it.
No, we have to vote on it.
We have to vote on it?
Yes, we have to vote on it.
Chair, yes, you have to appoint.
Appoint and vote on that appointment?
Yes.
Yeah, the appointment, it requires a vote.
Okay.
So,
all those in favor of appointing Michael Brent Pruitt to the PSWID, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay? All right, that is done. We cannot swear him in with him not here, so we'll do that in our November meeting. And thank you. Item A2 is the clarification and options for people not using their meter connection when notified with Victor.
So we had, this is more of a clarification. We have two options. One is if they don't take advantage of their meter connection, that they drop to the end of the list. The other one is, do we give them a limited amount of time so that they can be asked again the following month? So those are the two alternatives we can consider.
Those were in the option two.
Those are not.
Those were all in the option two that the board did not select. The board selected the list is the list, and we're just going to follow the list. Contact the people, give them a notice that we can supply them water and they can come and get their meter. If they don't sign up right away, the letter gives them 12 months. Mm-hmm. So there's no dropping anybody from anything on the list. They're still there.
So it's 12 months.
Our letters are 12 months, I believe, are they not?
The will serve letter.
The will serve letter
for 12 months.
It's good for 12 months.
Okay.
And would we remind them every month, or what's our process for?
We have not crossed that bridge yet, but we would most likely try to get in touch with them at least once a month to let them know or touch base and keep communications. I think Victor might be, if you don't mind, he might be talking about from the operational perspective, if someone failed to contact us once we reached out to, say, people's 1 through 5 on the list, and say number 5 did not contact us at all, within the 30 days, operation plans to drop them to the bottom of the list and move on to the next set of 5. So then 6 through 10, 11 through 15, 16 through 20, and so forth.
Well, there's some wording there. If one of the 1 through 5 didn't contact, they could still come back in 11 and a half months and say, we're here.
Well, right? This would be assuming that they never called us back and they were then, therefore, never issued a will serve letter. So, because they failed to call
us
back.
There's no reason to move them on the list. You would just mark that there's been no response. Mm-hmm. And they're still on the list. They wouldn't.
I think that would negate what we decided, which is I wouldn't move them from the list. I would just say we haven't heard from them.
Right, so that.
Well, my thought was to give them a notification, allow them 30 days, notify them again, allow them another 5 days. If I don't get any response back in those 5 days, my vote was to put them down on the bottom of the list. It's not fair to number 7 or 6 or 16.
But you're just not putting a meter there. number six, number seven, all are getting their letters. Mm-hmm. We're not holding up the list mm-hmm. for that person. That person is just staying in that spot on the list. We're going past them.
So every month I need to contact them and give another 30 notice?
Well,
no, we're not saying that.
And Sharon, Larry has an interesting comment on option one, exact list order.
So the has failure to complete payment of fees in the appropriate time will result in a customer losing their place on the list.
Is that an option one?
That's
well,
option
then that's
one.
What we voted on.
Yep.
That's
why we came up with that.
Voted as a board.
Okay.
So.
Right.
Okay.
So, and that application of that at an operational level of 30 days and then give them another, whatever it's 5 or 7 or 10, whatever.
Right.
Is,
right.
Fits,
we
fits
want to do
that.
Everything possible to keep trying to make contact with these individuals. So, you know, we try every week a few, you know, multiple mediums to get a hold of them.
Okay.
You know, so we don't just go one phone call and then, oh, we're done. You know, we keep trying to get in touch with them throughout that month. And so far, we've not had this issue.
We're 10 for 10.
That's correct. We are 10 for 10.
These people that are on the list want them. I have one that, everybody knows, we've got one candidate on there for 42 meters.
Yeah.
I've reached out to him 3 times and left 2 emails. I'm not getting a response, and from what I'm seeing, as far as the infrastructure goes over here, I don't think they're going to be getting a response. So they have to do something with these guys. I mean,
well,
people are chomping.
If we follow what we said,
they don't even go to the bottom of the list. They just lose their
place. They lose their place.
Okay.
Yeah.
They would go to the bottom if they reapply.
Right.
I guess.
Okay. So for them to be considered again, they need to reapply. That's. I think we may want to include that in our communication.
I'm not, well, as it stands, we're not making them reapply. We're keeping their application. We're just placing it at the end.
No, that's what I'm saying. We're not doing that. What
right.
we voted on is they lose their spot.
That's, they lose their spot.
Right.
They,
lose
have
their spot.
They no
so
longer
for,
have
for,
a spot.
Right.
So
for them to be included again, they need to reapply.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
Yep. I've forgotten the exact wording. That's helpful.
Sounds good.
Okay.
All right, thank
good
you.
Clarification.
Thank you for bringing it up. Item number 9, potential items for the next scheduled meeting on November 30th. I'll say that one more time. Any potential agenda items that come to mind? We'll always gather them in between this meeting and then.
The audit report.
Audit report,
yeah,
good.
Approve the audit report, it'll be ready.
Okay.
30th.
Yeah, the 30th.
November 30th.
You say it for the fourth time, right? And that goes on our website, right? That it's November 30th.
Correct.
I think we've already changed.
I think so too, but we're going to swing back and double check that it's
on
okay.
our website.
Okay.
Okay. Last call for agenda items.
I'm going to recommend we revise or update our water. Can't remember the name of our water fees for.
We can't do any fee updates right now. We can only do them annually. We can't change during mid-year when we've published our fees and given them to the county.
Do we have published?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Our water rate schedule is always published.
No, this is not our water rate. This is our.
Whatever fees we charge are also published.
Or what fees?
Our wheeling fees.
We don't have wheeling fees. They're not on our rate schedule, never have been.
I'll bring that up.
Well, since I don't know who we wheel water to.
Yeah, if it's a valid item, please bring it up and put it on. Is it a separate item to swear in? Michael?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so let's add that.
Yeah.
Any others?
I'll probably have more, but I won't know until...
Till then?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then with that, do I hear a motion to adjourn this meeting?
So moved.
Seconded.
All in favor of adjourning, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. We are adjourned. Thank you. 43 minutes.
Not bad.